And on this edition of El Paso Primetime, I'm pleased to have Evie Eras and Alex Wright. We're going to talk a little bit about this great thing happening tonight at 7 o'clock, Sabor Latino. It's all part of Pride. Let's talk Pride. Welcome, first off.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Having us here.
So let's talk. This is a great little event that's happening tonight at 7, and it's, of course, the weather's perfect for this kind of a thing.
Oh, definitely, especially in September.
Yes.
It's a great way to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month and Dieciséis de Septiembre.
Yep. So let's get into the meat of the matter. The entire event is going to be where, and what are we doing?
Our event will be a festival outside of the Edge Bar Nightclub, which we will be holding a block party that celebrates the Hispanic and Latino culture here in El Paso. We'll have a wide variety of entertainment, vendors, food trucks, and drink specials all night. And we open doors at
Our gates open at 6.
Yes.
Okay.
6 p.m. And our entertainment starts at 8.
Mm-hmm.
But the gates will be open at 6 p.m. for people to arrive, and we're going to have DJs from 6 to 8.
Okay. So celebrating Pride as we do throughout the year, this is something really special because it encompasses so much. Hispanic Heritage Month, the month of September, 16th of September. I mean, this thing really is just, this is growing in leaps and bounds. How long does it take to kind of like solidify something like this? I mean, do you work year round in order to get to like the day?
Well, let's say that this time around we have a little bit of magic going on because we do work with the Pride Festival, which we do every June, and that's during Pride Month. So we work on that. That's our main focus year round. So when it came to putting something together for the Hispanic culture this year, we came up with it as soon as Pride was over because we decided not to, as an organization, we decided not to go dark. We right. decided to stay in the limelight and go ahead and start doing more events that reach out to not just the LGBT community, but also the El Paso and surrounding areas.
More and more organizations around the country are doing that too. Why just one day or one month a year when you can do this all year round and encompass, like you said, the entire community?
Absolutely. I mean, it helps raise awareness because it's never too soon or never too late to be raising awareness on anything that happens. I mean, not only does something, let's take Orlando, for example, mm-hmm. not an incident like that doesn't just affect Orlando. It affects the whole community of the LGBT community as a whole. So, I mean, it impacted everyone throughout the nation, and it resounded throughout the communities around the nation. So we decided to go ahead and take that route of going ahead and encompassing our Hispanic heritage and our Latino heritage, because there are a lot of artists out there that, you know, are willing to come and participate and celebrate being Latino, because it's one of the most prominent minorities that's spreading like wildfire throughout this nation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I think the latest census precursor to the report says that by the time we get to 2020, Latinos will have taken 59% to 61% of the entire populace of the United States, which I think is absolutely wonderful because that's exactly what the country was built on anyway.
Exactly. It's super exciting to even hear that. Actually, I haven't read that report, so that's amazing.
Yes.
It is an amazing thing. And what really just does kind of impact, I think, everybody is that in the LGBT community, we try very hard to involve the entire community and become aware and embrace. I think that's the big thing is the embracing of community as community rather than to segregate. I hate segregation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. And I guess the idea or the stereotype that everyone has for the LGBT community is that you party too much. It's always partying. It's always drinking. It's always having fun. And I mean, yeah, it comes down to that. But once you see all the work we do behind the scenes to put these organizations together, to raise the awareness, to do the school drives, to do all the community outreach we do, of course we're going to settle down and at the end of the day, you know what, celebrate with each other because it's a day of work well done that we've come together as one community to go ahead and give back to our community who in El Paso has always been very, very progressive and very open to our community and we've had a lot of support and allies.
One of the things I like to look at when we talk about, we look like it's a party community. But let's face it, come on. Plumbers get together at the end of the day and they sit in a parking lot and have times with each other and good times and talk about stuff. Electricians do the same thing. People who work blue collar, they all at the end of the day get together and have a good time. But during the day, just like everyone else, we work very hard at doing what we do in order to make sure everything's good.
Right.
You know, and I think a lot of people don't see the outreach like they should. A lot of times it's because they're working.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Or a lot of them, I mean, granted, our shows do happen at late hours of the night, let's say 11, 10. But, I mean, no one gets to see that. But during the day, we do have our volunteers go out and raise awareness of El Paso on behalf of Sun City Pride. And we also do school outreach, which we're trying to pull in the youth. Because that's where you have to start. It's to start letting those know that are afraid to take that step, afraid to, you know, make that decision of coming out. And letting them know that they're not alone, that there's a community that will embrace them and take them under their wing.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to feel like they can't be who they are or who they want to be and choose the lifestyle they want.
I think the beautiful part about this particular generation is how gender fluid they've become and how accepting they are of everything. All across the board. I mean, it's not just about the LGBTQI community, but it's about everything in general. It's like, you know what? If this is what life is all about, great. You know, if it affects me, it'll affect me in this manner, and then I can spread it on to somebody else. And I can give that kind of love to somebody else. And that's what I'm starting to see a lot of, especially on this campus. I haven't seen that up until maybe about the last 5 years.
Yeah. No, it's been really open. It's amazing the way El Paso has really opened up to seeing people as individuals and being able to claim themselves as who they are and who they want to be and how they decide to live their lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the most amazing things that I've run across over the last few years about the LGBTQI community in general in the nation is how many have come out inside the world of media. You know, you've got Ari Shapiro in NPR. Anderson Cooper has been out forever and has always held that standard up of, you know what, deal with it because we're here. And that's the way it should be. It's like, you know what, we're not going to hurt you. We're here to help you. We're here to, you know, become aware of your surroundings and then just move on.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that separates us from that.
Right.
I mean, we're all the same when it comes down to it. The way you get up in the morning and you live your day and you work to make your living and then you go to sleep and put your head down at the end of the day just to repeat what you just did. I mean, that's the lifestyle everyone is going to have to go through.
Mm-hmm. Everybody
so
does.
There's no difference and there should be no prejudice or separation between the two.
Right, we're all equal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are. We're all equal pretty much.
So let's get back to tonight's performances and stuff. I know there are a lot of things that I would like to touch on in terms of entertainment and all of that, but there's a lot of things I want to keep under wraps because I know when you go to something like this, you want to be surprised.
Right.
You know, it's like any other nightclub that you go to anywhere in town. You know you're going to be involved in entertainment, but you don't exactly know exactly what it is until, bam, it's there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have different artists, of course. We can't tell you everything because then we're going to spoil the surprise. But we're going to have a drag race. And we're also having a Estrella's show.
Okay.
We're also having Cristina Eustace. She's been one of the winners for Objetivo Fama.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like The Voice here. And she also has her own show in Juarez. So she's going to be one of our headliners. But I won't be telling you guys what else we'll be having.
Yeah, and we'll also have some local entertainers,
yes,
you know, impersonators. Some of the illusionists that we do have with Las Estrellas are Juan Gabriel,
right,
Rocío Dudgal,
Alejandra Guzmán,
and Gloria Trevi, I believe. And
yes.
We also will be having a special star from RuPaul's Drag Race,
yes,
coming in, because you can't have a LGBTQ bash without one of those Drag Race girls.
True story. And really and truly, I mean, it's just it's a marvelous way to celebrate heritage on several different dimensions.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I don't think something of this caliber has happened within the LGBT community. So we're really fortunate to have the support we have to go ahead and take this step further with it, especially to be able to celebrate it during the weekend of Mexican independence.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be so much fun. I mean, we're working on a lot of things. I mean, we're taking it as if it were Pride in June.
There you go.
Right.
That works out. So again, this is going to be where?
This will be at the Edge Bar Nightclub at 610 North Mesa.
Okay.
Doors open at 6 p.m.
Yes.
And the entertainment starts at?
At 8. Yeah, from 6 to 8, we're going to have a DJ playing.
Okay.
Of course, your Hispanic music.
Yeah.
And tickets at the door will be $20 for 21 and over, mm-hmm, and $25 for 18 and over. So it is an 18 and over event.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. That works out very, very well. Anything else that we should touch on?
We might be awarding a scholarship. So pretty much we'll have a winner and we'll announce it during the festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that goes all back to our community outreach.
Right.
And what we try to do, because, I mean, without the community support, we wouldn't have the funds to be able to do what we do. So why not give back?
There you go.
Why not give back to those that have helped us and supported us?
That's the way I look at it. It's about karma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take
exactly
as much as you want, but when you give back, and especially as much as this community gives back to the community at large. I mean, really and truly, karma is a wonderful thing for us.
Oh, yeah, especially in the El Paso community. It's
mm-hmm
so small.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to, you know, give back to one another just makes it go round.
Yeah, it works out.
Yes.
Mi casa su casa, you know that. So anytime that you have something cooking, come on down. We'd love to have you.
We have plenty cooking.
Very nice.